Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, he will also be presenting our words of encouragement in the absence of Brother Roger Jones. I ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. I pray that you had a very prosperous inspirational worship on yesterday. It was the day that the Lord has made, and this is the day that the Lord has made even today. So good morning, everybody, everywhere. We had a wonderful, we had an excellent worship on yesterday, and we thank God for it. We thank God for it. I want to mention also that this coming Lord's Day is Father's Day. I want to mention it a week ahead of time because we always talk about Mother's Day. We mentioned it like last Christmas or so. But Father's Day be coming up on this coming Lord's Day, and looking forward to it. And because our prayers go out to all the parents, all the fathers who try to lead their families. Who try to lead their families, not rule basically over them, but to lead them to God and to see that they get to worship. It'll be a sad commentary, and of course we'll talk about this next week, but it'll be a sad commentary for the children to get up in the morning and say, "Daddy, are you going to church today with us?" Because that's not something that he normally would do. But the father ought to be already up and ready and car running, and everybody have to run to the car because he going to church regardless. And so we want to pray especially for our fathers as Father's Day come up on us. But this morning, as we think about this idea of prayer call, and that's basically what this is morning inspiration from God's word in the book of Matthew chapter 23. 26 in Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 36. That's a very challenging prayer mentioned in that particular book. When it says in Matthew 36, it's in Matthew chapter 26 verses 36. When he says, "Then cometh Jesus unto them unto a place called Gethsemane. And he said unto his disciples, Set ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, and he began sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto him, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch for me." And of course he did that because, you know, they was always pursuing him, and they was always seeking to find, to kill him, crucify him. And so he wanted them to sort of be on guard, to be on guard and watch, you know, they don't about sneak up on him, basically. And of course, you know, he already would know that, but sometimes he puts some responsibility on us just to see what we'll do with it. And so he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, as thy will, but thy will." He cometh unto his disciples, and findeth them asleep. And he said unto Peter, "What, could you not watch for me for just 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." He went again the second time and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." And he comes and he finds his disciples. He comes and finds them asleep again, for their eyes were very heavy, and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, "Sleep on now, take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand that the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at the head that bought the dust betray me." This is a beautiful story, but we look at it all the time as Jesus praying. But when I look at that passage of scripture, I see that Jesus put some things on us. He put some things on us to watch temptation, be alert because the devil is always looking somewhere. Why we pray to the Lord in the first place? We know he's omniscient, omnipresent. He knows all. He sees all. He's everywhere. So why pray for him anyway? So why should we pray to him and ask him anything? He already knows before we even talk about it, before we even bring it up. But God has given us to be free moral agents. And so we can choose good, evil. That was a problem that they had in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knows what we will do before we even do it, according to Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, in Hebrews 13, and verse number 8. His will must be sought. So why should we pray? Well, oftentimes I hear people praying for the sick. They pray for the families. Some even pray for some material things. But oftentimes we ought to pray just for yourself. That's not selfish. Pray to change you, not to help everybody else's situation, but some way and somehow pray to help your situation. Now, I said that because that this particular passage that we just got to reading, it seems like this is one of the times, you know, Jesus prayed when he fed the 5,000, the 4,000. He prayed before he healed the sick, before he healed those who was lame and things of that sort. But in this prayer, if you'll notice, this is really not a selfish prayer, but Jesus actually prayed for himself. That's what he said. When he says, Father, he wanted this cup. Let this cup pass from me, but if not, you know, let your will be done. Who was he praying for? He was praying on behalf of himself. And so that's what prayer should be. We should be praying for everything else. I'm going to just use that term, in addition to everything else. But we ought to pray to change ourselves, pray for ourselves. It's not a sin to do that. Here's a very passage that says that. As a matter of fact, Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says, three times, and he prayed the same prayer. And each time he asked God, is there any way we can get past this without me dying, is what he said. But then he concluded was, if not, then we'll just go on with your will. And so we pray. So why pray to the Lord? We pray to the Lord because he commands it in the first place in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 17. He tells us, he said, pray without ceasing. Now, that doesn't mean that you walk around mumbling all the time. Somebody would probably send you up the river if you do that. But always be in a mode of prayer. Don't always be shocked when somebody asks you to lead a prayer. I've been in some situations where brothers have come to the church that morning and say, oh, brother, we're glad to have you and everything, and we're glad to have you visiting with us. Can you pray? How about you do an open prayer? Man, I didn't come prepared, man. What you mean you didn't come prepared? Prayers and basically songs should always be on our lips. So we pray because he commands it in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. And then we pray because it glorifies him in Psalm 103. And then because it strengthens our faith. That's why we pray. And because we are dependent upon him, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. I mean, and these are things that we do for ourselves, is because when we get up in the morning, boy, we sure need some strength to make it through the day. I don't know what your day going to be like. Don't know what's on your plate, but I would imagine for most of you that your plate is pretty full today, and you need to take just a second. Do you know why God made Israel, I'm going to use the word made Israel when he said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy? It's because he had to make them to take out time to praise him, give him the honor, and to give him the glory. That's what it was all about, and so that's what he's trying to do with you today. Sometimes he has to make us to take out some time. Not one of them real quick prayers, you know. You know, one of them real fast praying on the way to the table. this kind of thing. He wants us to just stop, meditate, and really know why we just got through praying, and pray sometimes for a particular issue. When you got up this morning and you started your day, and the car started up just fine, and you went down the highway and you made it to work and with no issues and stuff like that. I know exactly what you're saying. Look what I did. But you know what? You did nothing. It was all because of God was watching over you. His angels was watching over you. And he was trying to make sure that you had a good day. And so we ought to give him the honor, the glory, and the praise. Be not dismayed, whatever be time. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Through days of toils, when hearts does fail, God will take care of you. When dangerous friends your paths assail, God will take care of you. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the task today, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Let us pray with urgency. Let us take our time and not just pray on the way, but let's take our time and just meditate every once in a while to give God the glory and the praise. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And the next time you pray, pray to change yourself.